So what I'm getting ready to say is out there. I've been taking notes for 10 years. Observation, meditation, contemplation, talking to other people about stuff. And what I'm getting ready to say is so out there. It's going to be hard to believe, but I just have to say it because what I'm getting ready to say will explain a lot of stuff. So we know the devil is a defeated foe. We know the devil is the king of Tyre. And Tyre, T-Y-R-E, is the same phonics as tear, T-A-R-E. The king of the flesh. The wheat and the tare, right? So the kingdom of darkness has a king, and the kingdom of light has a king. And so what I'm trying to tell you is, the devil's a defeated foe. The devil is like an AI program. He can do a lot of calculations. He can do a lot of ciphering. But he doesn't come to the final conclusion. A person cannot understand born again by the Spirit if they don't have the Spirit. They always revert back to good versus bad in the natural. In other words, they want to be good enough to get to heaven. Faith alone and Jesus alone doesn't make any sense to them. And so since the earth fell, Adam and Eve dropped down into the flesh, into the flesh mind, into sin, into time. Time is befallen. It's a 28-day cycle. Just like Eve has a 28-day cycle, the earth goes through a 28-day cycle. They change the calendar. It's really 28 days for 13 months. And there's one day that points back to the resurrection. But anyway, forget that. We don't even want to go there right now. But the AI flesh mind is the fallen state of man. Now think about this. What did Apostle Paul say? The flesh always persecutes the spirit. So it is today. As it was then, as it is today. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. You see it in Genesis 3. Her desire is to rule over her husband. The flesh side of Adam. The Mother Earth system, the befallen system, is a responder to the spirit. But it responds in a way where it tries to overtake and control and to be like a pharaoh or a dictator to control a person, to bring that person under bondage. This is why when you have a flesh creature get in leadership, they become more of a, instead of sacrificing, they want you to sacrifice for them. Instead of servant leadership, they don't understand what that means. But they're actually responding to you. If you're in the Spirit, in Christ, this whole earth, this whole reality is created for you. And so anything that you need, the desires of your heart, the Bible makes it clear, God will give you the desires of your heart. If you ask anything according to His name, He will do it, if it's in His will. And so these creatures who are controlled by the spirit of the devil, the AI machine. Why is man making machines? Why is man making computers? Why is man making inventions after his own self? And some of these people like Elon Musk and all, and some of these great inventors, like Tesla, he was hearing from demons, you know? That's what they say. Why would the demons be trying to give information to some of these unsaved inventors for technology? Well, you can infer a lot of stuff where the devil and his fallen ones, they want to get back to God any way they can, but because they don't understand born again, they think it's by works. Just watch Tron 2 and you'll see what I'm talking about. The AI machine has to respond to the Spirit. The AI machine has to respond to the Spirit. My point is this. The reason they want to see in, the reason they want to get in, the reason they want to know what you want is because they want to fulfill that, but they want to fulfill it in a twisted way. Not only do they want to torment, but it's been programmed into them that they respond to what you want, but they lie and give you a fake version. They give you a fake version. These creatures can be taken captive at will. They really don't have a free will. They don't have an identity. They're slaves to the devil. They're slaves to the flesh. And I want you to understand, if you look at Roadrunner, he's just chilling, eating some seed. And if you look at Wile E. Coyote, he's chasing down Roadrunner. Roadrunner doesn't have to use Acme tools to be Roadrunner. The Flash doesn't have to use anti-Flash tools. In other words, it's built in. It's a gift. They use artificial means. If you just look at the cartoon, Roadrunner has built into him speed. It's just a gift. He doesn't have to work for it. It just is. But what does Wile E. Coyote do? He orders these Acme tools online. Acme. Acme. AC is 13. You can say 1313, 1333, whatever, but it's me. Me, me, me. It's all about me. So he goes on and gets a catalog and he orders this jet or this rocket or whatever, this bicycle, this Acme tool. So he's trying his best to catch up to Roadrunner and to be like Roadrunner. But what's he trying to do? He's trying to eat Roadrunner. Instead of just eating seeds and being happy with the simple stuff, he's trying to eat the flesh. Why is Wile E. Coyote following Roadrunner everywhere he goes? Why is the devil following you around? Think about that. The Bible makes it clear. God asked the devil, what's he doing? He's going to and fro in the earth. God knew what he was doing. He was going about to see who he could deceive and trick and devour and kill and steal and destroy. They're just there. The system has to respond to you. But the secret is keeping these boundaries, knowing they're going to respond. Now, your thoughts are spirit. The mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your thoughts are spirit. If you're saved, you're in Christ. Jesus is everywhere. He holds it all together. You're one with Christ. Your thoughts are one with Jesus as long as they line up with the truth. And so you're one with Christ. Your thoughts are outside the system. They're stuck in time. They're stuck in the repeat. They're stuck in the loop-de-loop. They're stuck in the world, the flesh, and the prior life. Your thoughts are way up here, outside of time, in the eternity, eternal truth. If your thoughts are eternal truth, you're outside of time. You have eternal thoughts. They're stuck in time. They don't have eternal thoughts. They're in temporal. And so you're way up here, outside of time. And God says he gives you whatever you want, as long as it's right, as long as it's not greed, and as long as it's according to his will, you know. What are they going to do? They're going to respond. They're slaves to the devil. The devil's a defeated foe. They're defeated. They're following you around. They're like zombies. They're just flesh zombies following you around. And if they think they can overtake you, they chase you. But my point is, after you do a lot of note taking and a lot of observation, a lot of meditation, you actually see stuff reflect back. The Bible talks about interceding and praying for people. But why would you be able to intercede? Because you're kings and priests unto God. You're kings and priests unto God as the saints. And so if you can intercede for people, you can go to the throne of grace boldly in the time of need. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? Do you not understand? They're building, they're killing, they're working themselves to death to build these businesses, but they need you. Because when they hire their own kind don't want to really do anything. They don't really trust those people, but they trust you. My point is, everything that's happening in the earth, everything that's happening, everything that they're doing is actually for you. Yeah, some of them will try to attack you, but if you keep the boundaries up, they can't get in. Because the letter killeth, the law. They're afraid of the law. They're afraid of getting caught. Some of them are crazy enough where they don't care if they go to jail. But my point is, if you really think about what I'm saying, even the devil himself, he's coming after you, but he needs you. They need you to exist, because if you wasn't here, they wouldn't exist, because this is all about the elect. Drawing the elect out of Babylon. And so when you withdraw from Babylon, you have the blessing, you have truth, you have life, you know what's right, you know what's right. They don't know what's right. They can only get ahead by steal, kill, and destroy. Their whole system's a debt money system. It's all lies. So when you write a program, the program does what you tell it to do. As long as you're in the spirit walk, the AI creatures have to follow what you desire. Now, they're going to try to pull you into the flesh walk if you step down into their territory. You know, it's going to be trouble. You're going to get a scourging. But if you stay in the spirit walk, you stay in truth, you stay in agape, you stay in peace, you stay in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, humility, you stay in the spirit walk, it's just like a computer program. The computer program is an AI program. When you type in on the AI program and you ask the AI, the chat GPT, it says, why do you have to answer? Do you have to answer my question? Type that. And the AI will say, I'm designed that way. Now you have to be careful what the AI says, because it doesn't have the Holy Spirit. It's just using data points from what they fed it. So if the AI computer is no different than the AI devil, hello? You claim the blood, you're hid in Christ, in God. They can't really see you, but they're drawn to you. Because of Christ in you. When the Pharisees came to Jesus, he says, why are you trying to kill me? They said, we're not trying to kill you. They didn't even know they were. It's part of the program. They're running on a program. My point is, their whole system is running on a program. This is the whole thing about the hive. This is the reason they want you to wear uniforms and be in uniform. This is why they want to censor you. They don't want you to think outside the box. When you can just step outside a box and change your routine, change your pattern, change your goals, they can't do that. They have to do what the devil tells them. But I want you to think about what I'm saying. When you type into that AI computer robot, it has to respond and give you an answer. It has to obey. Not a maybe. It has to. You should be able to hear what I'm saying. If you pray to God and you need something, they have to respond. A door has to open. The solution was there before the problem appeared. Now it's up to your responsibility to manage your stuff. Do your responsibility to do whatever you need to do to be prepared. Prepare is pre-cut. You prepare before the problem appears. Whether it's getting insurance, whether it's, you know, car insurance, if get insurance for in case your windshield breaks, whatever. You know, you got to work, you know, you got to prepare. Doesn't take away your responsibility, but whatever you need a job, you need a place to live, God will open the door, and these AI creatures have to obey. I don't know how to explain it any other way. Just like the, and you might say, well, how can you relate the AI ChatGPT computer, AI computer with a person? Because the AI flesh mind is the same thing. What is the computer? It runs on cycles. It runs on daemons. Behind the scenes in a computer is a daemon program. D-A-E-M-O-N. It's no different than a demon program. So these people are running on demon programs, whether it's their culture demons, their bloodline demons, they're running on childhood programs that they were programmed. Like being lazy is a program. Be it living in fear is a program. These are all programs that you were programmed as a child. And you're leaving the flesh mind to the spirit mind. If you're in Christ, you have total freedom from these programs. But you have to recognize them and be aware of them. But they can't. They're controlled by those programs. And they'll glitch out. Just like your computer will glitch out sometimes. And they'll glitch out and kind of go off the deep end. Until they get rebooted, you know. And we can get glitched out ourselves if we don't get enough sleep, get the right food, and keep our distance and separate from these people. Because too much of their media, their news, their insanity will glitch you out. Because they're trying to pull you in, suck you into that hive. But that hive mind wouldn't even exist if the body of Christ didn't exist. They're just a hive. They're not even independent thinkers. And so this is why you can start a trend on YouTube. I've done it. You start a trend, they follow. Now they won't follow correctly, but they follow. If you start a trend of faith alone and Jesus alone, they'll follow that trend. They have to, but they don't even know what it means. But they think they do. And then a lot of them will try to convince you that they're really saved, and they're just repeating like a parrot, you know. But you start a trend, they follow. If they see the trend taking off, a bunch of them will jump on board because they want to make a lot of money and they want to get a lot of attention. They want to be the center of attention. They'll follow that trend to try to overtake it. And J. Vernon McGee said this one time. He said, if your denomination was to grow, a bunch of the world will come in because they see anything that's big they want to be a part of, you know. If you can understand little circle, whatever it is, they are drawn to you and they don't even know why. And the reason is, it's just like that AI computer program. When you type in there a question, it has to answer because it's been programmed to answer. And if you look the word answer up, it probably goes back to the word respond. They can't not respond. They're slaves. And they, you know, they might not respond the way you expect it, but there is a response. It's wild. I'm not sure if it's clear. I'm not sure if I'm able to say this very clearly or not, but what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of believers feel like that the world is overtaking them, but really it's the other way around. They wouldn't even exist without you. Everything they're doing is vanity. They are their own worst enemy. They're destroying themselves. They're trying to bring in this agenda, and they always fail. Have you noticed? COVID failed. It failed. Everything they do fails. What was it they were trying to do? They were trying to bring in the blockchain. And most of them have crashed and burned. The banks are crashing and burning. Everything they do is crashing and burning. I mean, it's so obvious that it's a debt money system that it's crashing and burning. Everything they do is crashing and burning. If you just buy a little bit of gold each week, you're going to be better off than buying the fiat currency, because the fiat money is just going down. It just keeps going and getting worse and worse. A loaf of bread is doubling every year now, it seems like. But with a gold coin, it holds its value. I know gold goes up and down just like anything else, but you'd be better off gold or silver or something like that. I'm not able to word it like I want to. I thought I could, but I'm not able to word it yet. But I'm trying to show you something that they're just like that AI, Chat GPT 3 or whatever it is. If you type in, it has to respond. Now you have to filter out the response, but it has to respond. They've got to respond. They've got to answer. It might not be a good answer, but they've got to respond. And I'm not talking about necessarily individually, but if you put the thought out there that you need this or this, they're going to respond. They don't even know where the thought that they respond with, the action or the response that they come up with, they don't even know where it came from. But back to the very beginning, if it's all orchestrated by God, if it's all orchestrated by Jesus, you're in Christ, you're one with Christ, you're part of the orchestra. You're part of the show. And you don't just have to be a part of the show, you can actually be an initiator in the show. As long as you're doing right, you know, not doing something crazy. It's just a show. But it's a show to win souls. It's a show, it's a theater to win souls. I know this is hard to accept. I know it's hard to even understand. takes years to be able to get to this point. But I'm telling you that God created a system that has drawn all men to Himself. And if you're already in Christ and you're a representative down here, they're drawn to you. Good or bad, they're drawn to you. And they don't even know why they're drawn to you. It's like a magnet. They're drawn to you. And some of them are drawn to you, but their pride won't let them admit that they don't have the answer, so they persecute you and they mock you. But they want your peace. And there's a lot of people who are in the Freemasons and the Jesuits and a lot of people who are in the witchcraft and all that, that you might end up befriending. And they end up liking you as a person. And so they don't want to do the evil that they had planned to do against you. So their whole thing falls apart. Because they want Illuminati sacrifices every year. But the ones that get to know you and see that you have a good heart, and they test you to say, is this person real? Are they the real deal? And then they find out you are the real deal. Then they don't want to hurt you anymore. But they're part of the hive, so they do something to walk away or to cause trouble and divert it or whatever. Or God slows them down or stops them or whatever. And it's like everything they do is to test to see if you have a good heart, because they're under legalism. And if you don't have a good heart, then they feel like they can do evil towards you. But then when they get around you and you're speaking truth, they know something's different. And I'm talking mainly about the witches now, because the witches have like a coven in every city. More than one coven. And they're all working together. And most of them hate men, and they're trying to poison the men and take them out. And you might be married to one and don't even know it. They're trying to poison you. If you're a bad apple in their mind, because they're the judge and jury in their mind. But then when they come across somebody who's really has real agape love for them, wants to see them escape, but usually they don't, but some of them do, then what do? They've never seen that before, because all they know is their own kind. They only know their own kind. So then they see something they've never seen before. So they get knocked back saying, well, this person's a good person. I'm just quoting what they would think in their mind. I'm not going to hurt this person. I'm going to get karma, you know. And they try to pull you into their little tricks, their revenge, their bitterness or whatever. And they see you don't step into that. And it's like they never seen that before. Because all the people they're with are in the devil's camp. And there's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So they can never have peace. They're always fighting and arguing and Jerry Springer. And they have no peace. And they fight amongst themselves. But they need each other. But they destroy each other. It's sick. So what I'm saying is, don't be surprised, just like when you type in on the chat GPT and it gives you a response. Don't be surprised that when your thoughts go out into the matrix, the machine, the Mother Earth, that there's a seed from your thoughts goes out, that it doesn't reflect back. Don't be surprised when it does reflect back, is what I'm saying. Because it has to respond to your thoughts. But you got to be careful. And don't say, this is a sign from God. No. If it lines up with His Word, fine. I'm not saying it's a sign or not a sign, but don't be surprised that the thought that you put out, the machine has to respond. So just like the chat GPT, the fallen earth, the fallen machine that we're in, a cycle repeat. The universe is one turn. Don't be surprised if the machine responds back to your thoughts. Don't be scared. Don't think you've lost your mind. It's just like a computer responding when you type in. It's been programmed to respond, but it can only respond in the flesh. But it's going to respond according to a storyline that you put out there. And so the storyline that you have in your mind, this is why the Bible talks about bringing your thoughts into captivity of Christ. So the storyline that you put out through your thoughts, through your intentions, through your actions, through your behavior, through your heart, you know, they've got to respond. The machine, the Mother Earth, the reality that you're in, there has to be a response. God will give you the desires of your heart. Where does that come from? From Mars or somewhere? No. Outer space? No. Here. So the machine is responding to your thoughts. I finally got to say the way I wanted to say it. Think of it like a program. They're all running on programs. The corporations, the people, the governments, they're all running on a program. And if you need something or you have a thought, it's going to appear because they have to respond to the spirit. The flesh, the natural, has to respond to the spirit. Try it. Doesn't matter if it's a small thing or a really big thing. I had a thought in my mind like 6 months ago. I want to buy me a hybrid electric car, right? And I thought, I'm not paying. There's no way I'm paying $30,000 for a hybrid electric car, but I would like to have one. A few months later, I hear on the news that the government's going to give in 2024 a $7,000 rebate, not only that you could apply, but at the dealers will be able to take $7,000 off a hybrid car right there on the spot. That just appeared. The thought came to my mind. Then there's a law that's in 2024 is coming back. My point is, this sounds crazy, but when you really look at it, it's not crazy, because this earth, this system, the machine, just like computers are made for you, the Mother Earth system's made for you. And so these creatures, you have a desire or something that you want to do, they're going to invent it. It's going to come to you, and you don't really have to do anything. You might have to step into it, or you might have to, you know, go fill out some paperwork, but it's right there. Look at how their mortgage companies and all this stuff crashes. Everything, look at all the bankers and all their whole system crashes. Somebody told me a long time ago, well, how are you going to buy this car and blah, blah, blah. I said, I ain't worried about it. God will make a way. If I need a car, he'll give me a car. This is like 25 years ago, somebody said something. And I said, what do you mean? And I knew, even before I knew what I know now, I knew that the cycles of the economy, some dealerships got to sell a bunch of cars. It happens like every 3 years, you know. A dealership needs to get rid of some cars, you know. So we're having a sale. We're having a flash sale. It doesn't even have to be cars. It could be anything. Computers. It can be anything. It's like I want an electric bike about a year ago. I said, I'm going on an electric bike. And I looked at the prices, and they were like $1,000. I said, I don't think so. And so I started saving for one. In December, one was on sale online for $350. They're normally like $1,400. One went on sale for $350. You couldn't build that yourself. The metal itself is probably worth half of that. My point is, the system has to respond to your thoughts, your needs, your heart, whatever. But you got to be careful if it's a false thing or if it's the real thing. You just got to be careful. I know it sounds out there, and I know I took a long route to get here, but I promise you, everything they're doing, they think they're doing it for themselves, but they're actually doing it for the saints. And if you think about Israel, and you think about the elect, there's a verse in the Bible that says everything that the Gentiles are doing, all the riches and the wealth and all that they're building up, they're actually building it up for the saints. They're actually building it up for the elect, and they don't even know it. Everything that they're building is for the elect. Yeah, there's a lot of them who are rich and all and might have more money than you, but do you really need all that? God will give you what you need, you know? But you actually, if you got air conditioning, you got hot water, you got a sink, you got drainage out to the road, you got a supply line and a drain line, you're living like a king. They're working real hard to get all these million-dollar houses, and you're content in a regular old simple house. They did it for you. I mean, I could go out here, find me a $50,000 house, go buy it, renovate it, and it's like, this is all I need? What are you talking about? Why do I need to be stressed out about all those millions of dollars in property value? It's just ridiculous. My point is, all that excess they're doing, they're going to lose it all. It crashes and burns. And they were building it for you. Just like the AI chat PT3 or whatever it's called, it has to respond to you. The machine, the matrix, the Mother Earth, it has to respond to you. Be careful what's a blessing versus a curse, because it's going to respond and try to deceive you. That's my point. But it will respond and it will appear. Whatever you need will appear. It's like a holographic show. It's so real I can't even put word. It's more real. If you believe what I'm saying, if you understand what I'm trying to get across, I know I'm not explaining it too well. It's more real than the other perspectives, which I don't even think people have other perspectives. Their other perspective is, I gotta struggle and I gotta fight and I gotta when he's giving it to you. He's given it. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? It's right there. It's right there. You might have to walk over and do it, or you might have to fill out some paperwork and go get the job. And he's given you everything. You might have to manage it, but that's okay. If you cut back the sugar, you'll have energy and strength. You can work 14-hour days easy. Just cut back sugar and you'll have all the strength. You won't have any inflammation. You won't have any pain. Seriously. This is not a joke, people. They have to respond to you because they only exist because of you, because you're in Christ. They only exist because of you, because you're in Christ. But they do a mind psyop to make you think you need them when they really need you. Do you think the CEO of Amazon looks down and he sees in one of his distribution centers all over the country, he sees this little Christian girl who needed a job? Do you think he thinks, well, that I made this job for her? So she's got a kid and she's working at Amazon, moving some packages, and he don't even know her. Do you not understand? He created that system for her to have that job to feed her kid. But he don't even think about her. He might be in California or somewhere. She might be in Georgia working at a distribution center. He don't even know who she is. But that was created for her because she's saved. God knew she would need that. He built somebody up, but he can also tear them down. He'll build somebody up, a business up, a corporation up, a nation, a system. Just like, and here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. The USA is here to protect Israel. The USA was built up to protect Israel. So just like a corporation is built up to give you a job, to give you some income, to give you some products, some plastic cups, plastic spoon. You don't need anything fancy. That's all light. It's all lies. The fancy stuff is all going to burn up. It's okay to have something fancy. That's fine. But as soon as you get it, the second law of thermodynamics kicks in. It's going down. It's going back to the ground. So you might want to spend a bunch of money on something fancy, but it's slowly going back to the ground. The rust, the wear and tear, it's going back to the ground. What am I saying? Think of it like this. Amazon was built up for a lot of believers all throughout the whole world to have some kind of income. But Amazon, he thought he built it up. But actually God allowed him to build it up to provide for other people who are in him. It's the only thing that makes sense. If you cry out to God, he's going to respond. Now he's going to try to make you be introspective and look at yourself and stuff you need to change. And he will do it if you're his. He will sanctify you through pain if he has to. Pain and loss. But if you're in the spirit walk, he's just going to give you what you need. It's already out there prepared for you. It's everything you need is right in front of you. You might have to change jobs or change cities or change wherever you're at, but it's there. Long story short, what I'm saying, just like the AI computer has to respond to the human, the Mother Earth machine, and the Wile E. Coyote flesh creatures have to respond to the desires of your heart, because God controls it all, and if he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things?